All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, and we're back with Eve Nicole Rants. I know you guys have wanted to see more of it, so here we go. Uh-oh. It's a super fat-ass woman that's in the way. Not gonna get past that big-ass old woman. That woman might be larger than my refrigerator. Oh, here we are. We're in a labyrinth of phone. What the? As the party walked through the plains, their surroundings, without warning, became white. Is this fog? The fog surrounding them was thick to the point where they couldn't even see their own feet. It was sunny just a minute ago. Does the weather around here change that easily? This is probably the fog labyrinth. The fog labyrinth. It's a strange phenomenon which occurs around the Kingdom of Eden. Does nobody know what causes it? No, it seems that many people wander into it without noticing and end up passing out while looking for the exit. Then let's get out of here, fast! Rants looked back the way they had come from, but now it was now covered with fog. Whoops! Huh? Where did we come from again? The party's sense of direction was already gone, and they no longer knew the way they had come from. Right. This sucks. For now, let's just proceed carefully and look for the exit. You're right. Best to hurry. According to some silly rumors, there are ghosts in the fog labyrinth. You bad with ghosts? Sorry. Nah, everyone has one or two things they're bad with. It makes you cute. Here, let's walk shoulder to shoulder. Rance pulled Ramia's surprisingly delicate shoulders towards him. Ooh, her shoulders are unexpectedly small. Also, staying like this makes her boob touch my body. Ha what a bonus. What is it? Nah, just my imagination. Rance felt someone's gaze coming from somewhere, but he decided to brush it off as nothing. Ha ha ha, let's go. Sticking to each other, Rance and Ramius proceeded further into the fog labyrinth. Huh? The presence that had been drifting in that area disappeared, as if following the party. Okay. I don't know why we can go any further. Rance and Ramius proceeded through the labyrinth, remaining shoulder to shoulder. Man, this fog is really dense. I wouldn't even notice if someone were right in front of me. Eeks, stop saying such weird things. Embracing her small shoulder, Rance felt Ramius tremble in an exaggerated manner. Damn, you look really pale. This is just some fog. Actually, I remembered some of the stories about people who wandered into the fog. Such as? There was this man who, much like us, got lost in this labyrinth and heard a girl's voice. He could not find anyone as he approached the source of the voice, but his presence only got stronger. Eventually, just as he could feel the presence right by his side, he heard something being whispered into his ear. And then? Well, he passed out as he heard the voice, and when he came to it, he was back on the road outside. What's up with that? That ain't scary at all. Do you really think so? No, wait, it really is scary. So much so that we should huddle together even closer. You're right, we should, yeah. Ramius huddled closer to Rance, just like he said. Squish. Yeah, what are you? From her side, Rance eagerly grabbed Ramius's breast. Rance? When you're scared, rubbing boobs is the best way to relax. Should work for the one being rubbed, too. I feel so much calmer. Is it true? Then, very well. Keep going. Nice. It's great how honest Ramius is. Ooh, these are really are huge. Yeah, it feels like Ramius has become more sensitive since we started walking like this. Rub, rub. Hey, Rance, it's getting hard to walk. Yeah, but are you still scared? And now that you mention it, I'm always right. Alright, if there's such a trick to dealing with ghosts, and as long as my breasts are being rubbed, nothing can scare me. Huh? Ooh. Yeah! Without warning, a single girl appeared in front of the party. Her silhouette so faint, she seemed to melt into the scenery. She's transparent and has no legs. Ooh, so this is a ghost? First time seeing one. And she's a cutie to boot. Hey, wanna become my wife? I treat ghosts the same as everyone else. Rance, what are you saying? Having a ghost is your... Yeah, ha, ha. As long as it's a cute girl, it's okay. Hey, what's your name, Tilt. Ooh, Tilt-chan, huh? Your name's also pretty cute. Yeah, come over here, I have something nice to... All men are... What was that? Without replying to Rance's question, the ghost quietly faded away from the scene. What remained was a heavy stomach-churning, spine-chilling voice. This grudge shall never fade. Eek! When the girl disappeared, so did the feeling that someone was standing next to the party. She's gone. Rance, I think we just made the ghost angry. Let's get away from here right now. Hey, calm down. Besides, it's hard to get away with the fog this thick. Let's keep going ahead for now. Then I'll get me that girl. Yeah, I wonder how a ghost pussy feels like. Should be like that. Should be. I wonder how a ghost pussy feels would be better. Or what would be better. Namu Amida Buddha. Namu Amida Buddha. Oh, this is crazy. The party once again huddled together and resumed their search through the fog labyrinth. Ramius was clinging to Rance without a shred of embarrassment. Ramius, it's hard to walk like this. Sorry, but it's just... Man, I didn't know Ramius was this bad with ghosts. Not the time to be playing with her boobs, huh? But Ghost-chan sure was cute. I really want to get to know her better. Eek, what are you saying? I just remembered a story about a spirit of a girl who resides in the labyrinth. Oh, so you know something about that girl? Tell me about it. In detail. Well, I don't like scary stories, so I don't really know the details. Just tell me whatever you know. There might be a hint that'll let me get closer to her. In the past, there was an adorable young girl. It is said that she was loved by all, and her smile was as beautiful as a blooming flower. I don't care about the preamble. Get to the point. Yeah, okay. Then, long story short, one day the girl was raped by a man who was already married. Naturally, he became an outlaw by his own will, ruining the girl's life. Because of that, the girl was taken to a faraway place for outlaws and harbored a grudge against the man. Then one day, the girl suddenly disappeared. That's right, she went to get revenge on the man. During her journey, the girl lost her life. However, she is not yet aware of it. Thus, whenever there is fog, she is there, waiting patiently to extract her revenge on the man who destroyed her life. Anyone who gets lost in the fog must not approach her, for she may remember her grudge against lustful men. Or so it is said. Ho ho ho! Just a rumor, but even if it is the truth, I think it's quite dramatized. I get it now. She's a poor ghost who was raped and killed. That's only one of the rumors. I've also heard one which says she's half fish man, half chupacabra. Don't be ridiculous. Do I look like someone born from a fish man and a chupacabra? What? What is... Calm down. This is inside your head. I'm speaking directly into your mind. Listen, I just want you to answer my question. Okay. Do you love that man? No, I'm greatly indebted to him. He has my gratitude and respect, but... I don't love him as a man. So against your will, huh? I knew it. With those words, Ramius felt a chill that seemed to freeze her to the core. Don't worry, I will save you. The girl began talking in a kind, relaxed voice. It's fine now. Hey, Ramius! Huh? What's the matter? You got quiet all of a sudden. You not feeling well? No, I'm fine. It feels like I was talking to someone just now. Ugh, it's no use. I can't remember. Man, what a weirdo. Sorry. Well, I'm tired from walking, so we should just look for a place where we can take a break. The fog might go away if we wait, too. Right. The two of them cuddled up and went further inside the fog. All men are the same. And so is he. The radical feminist ghost here? Yeah. Oh, we can fight that ghost, huh? Ugh, this fog still won't let up. And what if we were stuck here forever? That could happen. Hey, stop it with the ominous crap. Sorry. But for a while now, I've been feeling someone's gaze, right? The party was constantly feeling a nasty gaze which seemed to stick to them. I wonder if Ghost Chan's watching us now. Hey, please don't say such scary things. By the way, we've been talking for a while. What time is it now? It's night already. Although the dense fog made it hard to tell, the faint light of stars could be seen in the sky above. It's night and the fog is still thick. Going further through the mountain path is dangerous. If I'm not mistaken, there should be a hut nearby. Want to take shelter there for now? Good idea. Lead the way. Yes, I think it was this way. Phew. We made it somehow. Yeah, this is the first time a campfire has felt so comforting. Yeah, we've been surrounded by fog all day after all. This gives a sense of relief. Now that I've calmed down, I feel like doing a certain something. Ha ha ha. Oh. Rance put his hand around Ramius' hips. While she didn't dislike it, Ramius made an uncomfortable expression. So this is also newlyweds day, huh? Our duty, rather, not day. Yep, sex is a newlywed's duty, so we have to do it every single day. Her body's been getting used to sex lately, and she's gradually becoming more sensitive, at least. That's what it seems like. Having a wife is great. You can have as much sex as you want whenever you want. Yeah! So come on, let's do it! Yes. Rance laid Ramius down on the bed they had set up. Every time Rance swung his hips, Ramius' repressed moans reverberated through the small hut. Rance, I'm sorry, I can't keep my voice down. Yeah, I don't mind. Go on, keep moaning. I give up. Lately, when I do it with Rance, it feels really good. Damn. I always knew I was a closet pervert, but to think my body was this depraved. Unlike her first time, in which Ramius had been under the drug's effects, her body was now used to sex, and she held back her moans. Rance has been doing this as his duty, but for me to act in this manner is inexcusable. Yeah, she's desperately trying not to moan. Ramius is so cute. Alright, time for the first shot. Take it all, Ramius! Yeah! Ramius shrieked loudly. Looks like you came hard. But we're only getting started, Ramius. Yes, I know. If it pleases you even just a little, then don't mind me. Just do as you like to me. Yeah, that's a bold statement. Alright then, you're not getting any sleep tonight. Yeah, ah! Phew, so fun! Rance came inside Ramius another three times, leaving her completely exhausted. Let's take a quick break. I'm gonna enjoy her sexy body until morning. Gotta stay hydrated for that, though. Gulp, gulp. Wah, delicious. Yeah, folks, always make sure you're getting enough water. Very, very important. Oh, yeah, Ramius. Want to do it in a position you like next? How will it be? From beyond? Beyond. From beyond. Because the Lovecraftian shit happens. That's not unlike a Rance game, though. I could totally see him doing something like that. Bunch of tentacle monsters. From behind? Huh? At that moment, Rance felt a chill run down his spine. Whoa, you're the one from before. I knew it. All men are the same. Haha, did you watch us have sex? Did it make you lose control and appear spontaneously? Swing! Rance's hyperweapon was once again ready for combat. Gahaha, I can still do it a lot more. With that said, Doria! Whoosh! Reince jumped at the girl, only for him to pass through her and crash against the wall. Ouch! Oh yeah, I can't touch ghosts. Unforgivable! What was that? I was killed because of men like you. Men who think women are just outlets for their lust. Men who don't mind treating women like objects as long as it satisfies them. Because men like you exist, my life was... I will kill you. Hey! The girl disappeared as if melting into the air. She ran away again. Ramis was quietly standing behind Rance. Oh, you better now? You can rest more if you want. Also, did you see what just happened? Ghost Chan appeared again. Still hasn't noticed. Men really are dumb. Huh? Wait, don't tell me. I've taken control of this woman's body. Uh-oh. Ghost Chan, is that you? Yeah? With ferocious speed, Ramius grabbed Rance's neck with both hands, completely opposite to her condition up until that point. Like a vice, she began squeezing Rance's neck.
Can't breathe. I'm gonna die.
Die. I'll kill you. I'll never forgive men like you, ever. So hurry up and die. Die. This is bad. I can't fight back since it's Ramius's body.
Hey, do you want to turn Ramius into a murderer?
Don't get me wrong, I'm only trying to make you faint. I can't possess strong-willed people, but once you pass out, I will take over you. Then, I think I'll jump off of the cliff at the back of this hut.
Stop with it, it's terrifying.
Rance's face was red due to the obstructed blood. Crap, this is making my head all dizzy. Gonna pass out, for real. The more he resisted, the more his vision became clouded with sparks. You seem to be agonizing. But knocking you out is surprisingly difficult. Feels like I'll kill you if I do it any harder. Unexpectedly, Ramius loosened her grip, prompting Rance to fall like a sack of potatoes. That's right. If I pierce your stomach with this, you'll lose enough strength for me to possess you. The ghost was looking at Ramius' spear, which was tumbled down nearby.
Crap! Sword! My sword! Gotta get away, quick! My body won't move like I want it to.
This is seriously bad. Ramius cast the huge spear's grasped the huge spear's grip.
She stopped?
I can't use this. It's so heavy.
Now, Doria!
Eh?
Yeah! What are you doing? Let me go!
I never let go when I catch a woman. Are you the spirit of a poor girl who was raped? Have you been holding a grudge against men to this day? Well, saving poor girls like you is my life's mission. I'll save you with my hyper weapon.
No, what are you saying?
Yep, you're too cute when you're that lively, Ghost Chan. Now, take this!
Slap, 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 slap.
Yeah, what's this sensation? Rance violently pistioned inside Ramius with ludicrous speed. The movement had no technique, yet it still made the ghost girl raise her chin and squeal loudly.
Stop! No, let me go! Why? This is different from what I know!
Obviously you were raped while you were still a virgin, but Ramius' body is already used to having sex. Since Ramius had already had sex several times, a sweet, numbing feeling coursed through her body just from Rance's thrusts. It was a completely unknown sensation to the girl who had been raped and held a grudge against men ever since.
There! Feel it more! But please, don't move!
While her mind did not want any of this, the dick grinding against her walls made her lose all strength in her body. A pleasant numbness ran from her abdomen to her brain, prompting Ramius' body to quiver wildly.
This feels good! Why am I feeling good? Why?
Rand stopped moving, yet Telt was unable to escape. All she did was voice her doubt with a hot, lustful breath.
You wondering why it feels good? Wondering why you're feeling it despite being raped by a man you hate? That's because...
Because? It's love!
Love?
Exactly. Because sex feels good when there's love. Unfortunately, it seems you never knew that. Or like you never knew that, rather.
How could I love you? I love you!
What? This guy?
I'm gonna show you how deep that love is! Through sex! Stop! Gish! Slush! Slush! Yeah! The hyperweapon's movements made Tilt moan. Yeah, it's frustrating and revolting, but my body is reacting by itself. No, it feels good. Every time Rance thrusts his dick inside her moist walls, her folds would clamp down on it, producing a vulgar, wet sound. Despite the repetitive moments, Tilt was assaulted by a violent pleasure. This is bad. It feels too good. I'm gonna go crazy. All Tilt could do was breathe passionately as she saw her large breasts sway and her insides be penetrated. Yeah, this is real love. Only the sound of his hips slamming against Ramius could be heard. Or the sound, rather. Meh! Even my butt's hurting from the thrusting. Is this really love? Is this what love is like? No, stop! Yeah! Approaching her climax, Tilt's voice gradually became intermittent. Well, what? Something from deep inside my body, like it's swirling around it. Something's coming! Yeah, looks like you want to come. Alright, I'll come too. I'll finish with you. Slap, 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 slap. Ah! After the fast shell and movements, Rance unexpectedly thrusts his dick deep inside her vagina, all the way to her womb. That place is no good! Tilt's whole body shivered wildly. Ah! Splurt, splurt, splurt. This is sex. It's different from rape. As she felt the hot semen inside her womb, Tilt experienced her first ever climax. It feels good. Cuckoo, this is what real lovey-dovey sex is like. Love, this is love? Okay, I'm gonna shower you with tons of love. Now, time for the second round. Rance began swinging his hips in a depraved manner once again. Wait, my body can't, Gah, ha, 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 ha. Rance fucked Tilt throughout the whole night. You're damn right he did. Huh? Next thing they know, Rance and Ramius were no longer inside the Fog Labyrinth. Huh? What in the world? If I remember right, yesterday we had sex, and after that... now that I notice, it's morning now. The hut isn't around either. Did a tanuki play a prank on us? Just stop with the scary things. By the way, Rance, how come I feel so tired from the waist down? Last night wasn't that intense, was it? I feel super refreshed, so it seems like yesterday really was intense, but I can't remember the second half at all. Well, it doesn't matter. Getting out of the fog is good. Shall we head to the capital? Yeah. Somehow I feel like we'll meet Ghost-chan again one day. I've already had my fill of ghosts. The two once again head towards the capital. Oh, are you newlyweds? There's a lot of monsters in this area, so be careful. Newlyweds? Huh? Was I wrong? Don't be rude! Take a good look at us. Do you think there's such a lovely, sweet relationship between us? When I see a man and woman adventuring together, that's the only conclusion I can think of. That's not how it works! I don't really get it, but it seems like I misunderstood you. Sorry. As long as you understand, it's fine. Sorry for shouting at you. Rance, I cleared up the misunderstanding. With a beautiful smile, Ramius turned and waved at Rance. Ramius? Huh? I did this for Rance's sake, so why does he look disappointed? Ramius did not understand a man's heart. You got a beetle. I don't know what it does. Ooh, treasure chest. I don't know what that does. Like, it's in Japanese, so I don't really know. I don't speak Japanese! As Chris Farley famously said. It probably has to do with her, magic. I don't think we can. Okay, well, whatever. cool. A ninja girl. She looks like she's from that ninja game that they had. There was a... I didn't really care for it that much, but there was a ninja game that Alisoft put out, that manga gamer license. I wasn't really crazy about it. Eden. Guess we're in the capital, huh? Yep. Kingdom of Eden, the capital. I think this is where the demo runs out. And it is kind of like a demo. Kingdom of Eden, the capital. Oh ho ho, so this is the kingdom's capital. Rance, if you keep spacing out like that, you'll be run over by the cow carriages. Oops. Anyway, there's a lot of people here. A city fit for someone of my caliber. Cow carriages pass through the paved roads, and a sea of people traverse the main street. That truly gave the impression of a big city. Yeah, there's also a ton of cute girls here. Sorry for being sudden, Rance, but I'd like to deliver the documents Rish gave me. Will you come as well? Nah, I'll pass. It sounds boring. How about we meet at the castle's entrance in an hour? Got it. Now then, I'll take my leave. After separating from Ramius, Rance began wandering around. Now then, I finally have some time for myself. It's great to always have boobs at your disposal, but a man needs this sort of time too. I really am fine, so please stop insisting or I'll scream. Hmm? During his walk, Rance heard a girl's troubled voice coming from an alleyway. I told you already, I'm not suspicious. Traveling alone's dangerous, so I'm offering to escort you for cheap. I think I've heard that voice before. The other one sounds like a cute girl. Interested in the girl's voice, Rance went where the voices were coming from. Is it here? Like I said, I'm not dangerous. Stop resisting or... Eat! In the alleyway, Yarase was yelling at a girl who had been cornered into the wall. Rance! Kick! Ah! Eat! Rance jumped kicked Yarase without hesitation. Man, if thugs like this guy are around, then security must suck at the capital. Are you alright, Missy? I've punished the bad guy. Yes, thank you very much. Ooh, she's cute. City girls really are on a different level. There are a lot of rapists out there, so you could have been in danger if I hadn't arrived. Anyway, what's your name, Missy? I'm Toa. You really saved me from trouble. The man was so persistent, I was scared. Yep, I bet he was. Okay, then how about I guard you? Hey! Rance, you bastard, what are you doing all of a sudden? Huh? I think I met you in Abel. Cassette, was it? It's Yarase! You know each other? Nope, dunno. Never met this rapist. I'm not! Anyway, Toa, this guy isn't dangerous. Even if he were, I'd just beat him, so no worries. Okay, I understand. As an adventurer, I just wanted to offer my protection out of goodwill. Adventurer? Didn't you want to be a knight? About that. I decided to take a new path in life. I realized that being a knight doesn't suit me. I mean, I don't like taking orders and stuff, you know? An adventurer, however, can live freely through his own merit. Now that's what I want in life. So you flunked the knight exam. How did you... When I took the exam, I was told that all participants this year failed. Well, everyone except me. Wait, for real? Naturally, slaying a gibbon? Gah, that's piss easy. Huh? What's with the serious face? It's just something I've been seriously considering since a while back. Hey, can I become your disciple? Disciple? I'm always thinking, is this how I want to live? I want to become like you, a strong man who shapes everything to his will, so... Don't want one. I refuse. Go away. An immediate reply? Come on, please? Well, I could use a meat shield. Yes, I'm counting on you from now on. There's no doubt that this guy's the real deal. If I stick with him, I'm sure to also become famous. I might be able to get some other bonuses too. And worst comes to worst, I'll just discard him. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to ignore you. It's fine, now if you'll excuse me. No, wait a second. I'm worried that you'll get harassed by another guy like this if I leave you alone. I could protect you if you'd like. Of course, I'll do it for free, and you don't need to worry since I'm a knight. But are you fine with that? Yep, no problem. Let this be a life lesson. When someone offers you charity, you should accept. My thank you very much. Being protected by a knight sort of makes my heart flutter. Toa broke out into a beaming smile. Damn, this girl is ridiculously cute. I want to do her so bad, here and now. But if I do that, I'll become an outlaw. Ugh, what a waste. But the only thing that would turn you into... The only thing that would turn you into one is that... Is that, right? What bullshit? Why do I have to put up with that? Huh? Hey, Yarse, I'm giving you your first order as my henchman. Keep a lookout and don't let anyone come by. Me? Your henchman? Wait, lookout? What for? Gahaha, it's only fair that I get something in return for saving you. Yes, I did want to thank you, but... I see. Then come over here for a bit. Yeah, let's go to the farthest, darkest spot in this alleyway. Yeah. Somewhat forcibly, Ranch dragged Toa to a quiet place deep within the alleyway. Hey, is he seriously gonna... Huh, so you really do become an outlaw. The mark of an outlaw could now be clearly seen on Rance and Toa's fingers. Is this guy a complete fucking idiot? He just became an outlaw like it was nothing? Wait, aren't you a knight? You should have room for two wives, so why... Didn't I tell you I have two wives? What? Then why'd you fuck her? What are you gonna do from now on? Well, I'll get by somehow. Yarse was at a total loss for words and just stared at Rance in a daze. Oh, where's Toa? Over there. Wah, Knight-sama, please save me! Crying, Toa clung to some knights that were around a nearby cow carriage.
What? We were raped? We may be in the middle of an important transport mission, but we can't let outlaws be.
Stay where you are, you bastards! Everyone arrest them! That Toa, she's clinging to that knight even though I just made her feel good. Isn't it obvious why? No matter. Bring it on. What? Are you really gonna take them on? They're resisting. You have permission to kill, so neutralize them. Oh, wait. I'm unrelated to this. Bam. Ah! That moment, a spear hit the knight in the flesh. Sorry, I'm knocking you out. Please forgive me. Hey, Rance, what the hell is going on here? Oh, Ramius, Reach, you came to save me. That's why you're my wives. Wrong. I'm not here to save you at all. Well, I am. What are you, an amateur? Everyone, stay sharp. Die! Don't kill them! Eek! After a fierce battle, Rance and Ramius somehow succeeded in defeating the knights. Haha, that'll do it! They were even going after me. Even if they don't recognize me, that still makes me sad. Anyway, Rance, what the hell is this about? This? Rich held out her hand. A black ring, the mark of an outlaw, was now placed in one of her slender fingers. I'm talking about this ring, obviously. Ah, now that you mention it, I have one too. What in the world? Oh, so my wife's got black rings too? You? Just what did you do? I jumped a cute girl. What? I can't help it. I see a cute girl, I want to fuck her. So I did. It was only natural. Also, a great man like myself isn't satisfied with just one or two wives. I need several. Then you should have just become a Zero Knight. Why? Rant, Zero Knights can have an unlimited number of wives. Oh, then I'll become a Zero Knight. What do I have to do? It's too late now. Why did this happen? That's so? Well, it's fine. No, it's not. I didn't expect all of this to happen. So who's this guy? Oh, I'm Yarse, an adventurer. Wait, I've got nothing to do with this. Actually, don't get me into this mess. Oops, before I forget. Hey, Rant. Rant approached the cow carriage the knights have been guarding. Those guys said they were transporting something. Hee hee, could it be I hit the jackpot? Jackpot? Didn't I tell you I had business at the Capitol? Smiling, Rance opened the cow carriage. Oh. Eh? Light shone into the cow carriage's dark, closed interior. The sole girl riding at Colpus squinted in the direction of the open door, blinded by the light. Jackpot. Huh? Rance-san? Why are you here? Why? Obviously, I've come here to rescue you. Gahaha! Come on, let's get you out of this dark place. Heave-ho! Rance picked Colpus up with ease and carried her out of the cow carriage. Wow, so bright. Colpus! I see, so you defeated the knights in order to rescue Kulpis.
Exactly.
That just has to be a lie. Did you really come all the way here to rescue me?
Yup.
The reason why I came to the capital was to search for you, Kulpis.
But why?
Ah, because I haven't got my reward. It's bad to break promises, you know.
Or did you not want me to rescue you?
That's... I didn't know where they were taking me when I was in the carriage. I was so scared. I'm really happy that you came for me, Rant-san.
Glad to hear it. Gah!
But I'm an outlaw now. I can't be with you, Rant-san.
Don't worry about that. I'm also an outlaw, so there's no problem with that.
Eh?
Rant nonchalantly displayed the black ring on his finger.
Would you rather come with me or go to a faraway place that nobody knows about?
Gah, you have nothing to worry about. I'm the strongest and most awesome man in the world, so you can leave everything to me.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why are you going this far to save me?
I'm just an outlaw.
Didn't I tell you you're one of my women?
What?
When my women are in danger, I'll save them no matter what.
So what you said back at the ranch, that I was your woman, you meant it?
As if steeling herself, Kulpis squeezed her hand in front of her chest.
Yes, I understand. I'll be in your care, Rant-san.
Gah-ha-ha! Just leave it to me!
Are you for real?
Saving a girl who became an outlaw? Besides, how did you know it was Kulpis who...
Just a hunch. I was expecting to at least get some info since there are so many people around. But for me to find her just like that? Gah-ha-ha-ha! That's just like me!
So what's your plan now, Rance? I'll follow you anywhere.
Wait! You're no longer Rance's wife, so there's no reason to follow him around, is there?
That won't do. I was once his wife, so I just can't abandon my former husband like that.
Girl, you're way too straight-laced.
Either way, now that we're outlaws, we shouldn't stay around here for long. Let's get out of the city, fast.
Too late for that.
Surround them. Don't let a single one escape. With that command, a large number of knights surrounded the alleyway where everyone was.
Yeah, in the blink of an eye.
Pushing through the other knights, a single Zero Knight made his appearance.
Huh, so you were this sort of person.
Not noticing that was a blunder on my behalf.
Ah, that's the Zero Knight.
Baro. Princess, I'll inquire about the situation later. Right now I must...
Baro placed his hands on the grip of his swords.
Brother, Zero Knight Akavel too? Any regrets, Ramius?
Of course I have.
I see.
Alright then.
Akavel smiled faintly as if he were relieved and readied the huge sword on his back.
Oh ho ho ho! I shall join you. I shall join you as well.
Who?
Natal March, 1,000 knight from the kingdom of Humpty.
Or Natal March, rather.
To think you would stoop down to an outlaw's level. That such a man stole my lips.
I refuse to acknowledge that. I shall render it null and void by killing you here and now.
Hey, Rance, the hell are you gonna do?
It'd be one thing if it were just one of them, but if it's all three at once, this might be bad.
Now please surrender peacefully. If you don't...
Ho ho, cease any feudal resistance.
Rance-san.
Hey, don't worry, I'll do something about this mess. Something. Something.
Huh? What the...
A single knight noticed an abnormality in the surroundings, and the very next moment, the area was completely covered in a thick fog.
Well, what's with this fog? I can't see anything.
Fog? Fog so thick one couldn't see their own hand in front of their face completely enveloped the alleyway.
Oh?
Gaha, I don't get it, but there's our chance. Run away, now!
Don't let them escape. Capture at least one.
West! They escape west!
West, everyone head to the western gate.
Wait, don't act on your own.
That's right, don't act on your own. Stay focused. They actually headed south.
South?
The reports are contradicting each other.
Which one should I trust?
Mabaro-sama, what should we do?
For now, move us to block the path. Report if you spot anything suspicious.
Baro's orders, together with the total lack of visibility, made the knights start attacking at random, which further escalated the chaos.
Baro and his knights were at a complete loss. This fog, it's like the fog labyrinth from the west of Eden.
Ah, just now. Just what kind of magic trick did that guy use?
Hey, what are you doing? I won't let you escape.
The fog cleared up after 5 minutes. However, Rance and the others already disappeared.
They got us. I never expected them to outdo us like this. Still, what was with that fog? Ah, how humiliating. This infuriates me to no end. Where could they have gone? They probably fled the kingdom. Wonder if they went to another country. Huh? Where are you going, Natal Ojo? I'm going after them. Lancelot, El Quixote, no matter where, I'll pursue them to the ends of the world. Atop a building close to the alleyway, one figure observed the commotion. That man. He kept going on about love, yet he just completely ignores everyone else's feelings. He's a dumb, perverted, lying brute, just like every other man. But he's a little weird. At that time, Rance and the others were hiding in the forest close to Eden. Phew, we should be safe here. Yeah, I can hardly believe our luck for us to have escaped from 2-0 knights and 1,000 knight. What are we gonna do from now on? We'll just do what we want. I ended up following you guys in the heat of the moment. I'm so screwed. I've become an outlaw. I can't go back to the castle anymore. Yarse and Rich held their hands and their heads in unison. Come on now, don't let it get to you. How can I not? As if I could. Well, what do you want to do? What I want to do, huh? After that mess earlier, I figured out what I must do. Let us hear it. Ever since I left my island, I've seen lots of girls suffering because of these black rings. Mostly thanks to you. The rules of this world are wrong. From now on, I won't let a single girl suffer like Culpus did. Ransom. Besides, making it so people can only fuck one other person is dumb. So that's your real motive. Mother Eve is the root of all evil. Therefore, there's only one thing for me to do. From now on, my objective will be to bring down Mother Eve and punish her with a good dicking. Rance boldly declared. You colossal idiot. There's no way you can do that. Besides, do you even know what kind of existence Mother Eve is? What? An applause reverberated throughout the area, as if agreeing with Rance's words. It's that guy. Wonderful. The one applauding was a single knight clad in white armor. The White Knight? He a friend of yours? No way. He's part of the Snake Crest. Snake Crest, that secret evil organization? Secret evil organization? Well, that's not incorrect. So what do you want? Rance, was he? I was simply impressed by his ideas and actions. I have a proposal for you. Since you're joining the Outlaws now, what do you say of joining Snake Crest? What? Oh, so this guy's scouting us. I believe our organization's ideals are in agreement with yours. After all, our objective is to break free from Mother Eve's divine protection. What did you say? Cool, I'm in. Wait, Rance! Gaha, I'll destroy this world's rules with my own hands. Yeah! Thus, Rance embarked on a new journey. Working as a member of the Snake Crest, he dove into a battle to change the world with the knights and countries as his enemies. New comrades. Aniki! Weren't you guys at the cave west of Abel? Thanks to the commotion you caused in Eden, we all managed to escape safely. Please, let us become your subordinates. Betrayal. I've had it with this. Why am I working with outlaws? Huh? You have any problems with Aniki? Because if you do, I'll kill you right here. Hooray for Ransom. I'll follow him for as long as I live. Don't give in so easily. Rivalry. Oh, to have you meet... To have met you here is the opportunity of a lifetime. Gahaha, let's settle this today. I'll defeat you and then fuck you. After that, you become another one of my wives. I'll make you say, I love you, darling. Never! Friends in trouble. My shoulder feels heavy, like someone's leaning on it. Hee 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 hee. And romance. Dear, here are the improved sparkle bombs. Thanks. There. Kaboom! Gahaha, look at all that terrifying power. To be able to power up the sparkle bombs. Culpus, you're a genius. Aha, it's not just the variety that I was able to improve. Come on, there's still plenty of improved sparkle bombs made the Poppins. A rather persistent romance. Gahaha, today you're not escaping. Yeah, let me go. I'm gonna get raped. As he traveled the world, Rance continued to find new wives and powerful enemies. And then Rance. White Knight, my bastard. You're betraying me. What are you scheming? I'm relieving you from your position as our organization's supreme leader. What did you say? This organization now belongs to this man. What? Who could it be other than me? Gahaha, it's me. That armor, so it's you, Green Knight. Die. Gah! The supreme leader of Snake Crest died. Gahaha, the world is now mine. Gahaha, what should I do next? Think I'll start with fucking all the women in the world. Stop right there. After violently kicking the door open, Rich and several other girls charge into the room. Rance! No, Green Knight, we won't let you do as you please with the world anymore. Huh? My wives? Who are you calling your wife? I'm a victim! You shouldn't do bad things. We'll stop you from doing any more. Rance, I won't falter anymore. As your wife, I have a duty to stop you here and now. Hey, as usual, you're all some cheeky wives. I'll teach you the difference in our strength. Let's go, other wives. Okay. Go, go. I'll do my best. Oh, this is the last decisive battle. Take this. This is our combination attack. The room was enveloped in light. What became of Rance and his wives and the world? To be continued in a theater next to you. What a mess this world has become. So the stranger was not suitable for this world after all. I see, so this is what happens in an IF story in which, or it should be an IF story, in which Aster is replaced by Rance. Q, don't you have anything to say? Yes, this Evenical Rance version is also coming to an end. I guess I'll end this with that one phrase. Let us hear it. That was no good, let's try again. And there you have it, folks. We played all of Evenical Rance. So stay tuned, because we're going to play Evenical. Because why not, right? And I enjoy playing Evenical, and you enjoyed me playing Evenical. So let's play more Evenical. What do you say, guys? Any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out on Grim Sentai Corner. See you guys later.